said, "Heyo,
heyo." I'm gonna hate that.
Let's do another one just in case. Okay. Hate it.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. How low can you go?
It hurts when I go low. Hello. No, that, am I just going slow instead of low?
Yes.
Okay, can I be fast and low? Hello. Oh, that's just my voice. How high can you go? Hello. Oh, I can go quite high. I've got range there.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. That was good, yeah.
And hello.
Oh, that was quite good. See, mine just goes entirely breathy. I've just got no control at the lower end, some may say.
Everyone, you know, record, you know, it. Record your hellos, send them to us. I'd like to hear them.
Oh, yes. Why are you crying?
I thought it was so fun.
Okay. I'm sure it won't be to listen to. In today's episode, interestingly, we're talking about the high and the low of the clock.
Excuse me?
The start and the end of the day. We're talking about day to night. You know, the old high and low.
The high low. The down low. What are we doing? What are we talking
about? We're talking about taking things from day to night.
Yes.
This was a question that was asked by a listener that there's a 99% chance doesn't listen anymore. Not like because of a specific thing. It's
but
just,
because we didn't answer this question. It was for
asked
6 months.
A while. Yeah, it was asked a while ago, and now I'm sure there's only 4 listeners left. So
she actually was asking, I think, how do you refresh your makeup between day and night?
Yes.
I would like to take it a step further and say, how will I transform?
Oh, okay.
My look,
yeah,
from day to night.
Yeah, totally different things. I get you. I feel you. Uh-huh.
It's actually perfect timing because this week, when this episode has gone live, in fact, the day, 2 days ago, our very good friend Armadale Hair Liv has gotten married.
Should be Mrs. Armadale Hair Liv now. Liv herself has said, not sure if it's a bigger day for you or me.
For you in particular.
Yes.
Yeah, I literally just, okay, to clarify, Liv is having a two-part wedding, as many do. However, the first part is going to be held at a church in Northbourne-ish area.
Camberwell, I think.
Yes. And then the second part is in the Mornington Peninsula in Red Hill. And so one must travel to get to both venues. And Lisa is the makeup artist. And I literally said to Lisa before we started recording this episode, how are you doing that day? Because I don't understand the logistics of you going from One Turner to Baldwin to Camberwell to One Turner to Red, no, to Summers and then to Red Hill. It's, and then back to Summers. It's too much. One cannot cover that many miles in a day.
And
when
not enough
I
time.
Wake up.
I know where I'm going to be. I say to her, I have been to Professor McGonagall and she has given me that tiny wand that will turn back the time. And I will do that. But no, Liv's mum says, you must get ready at our house. And I say, okay. So while all the bridesmaids get their photos done, I'll be upstairs slapping on a face.
Slapping on an outfit, slapping on some heels.
Slapping on some Spanx and getting out, getting my tight little dodgy out. So it starts at, like, I think, you know, faces, tools up,
yep.
The opposite of tools down, at 7 a.m. And the night will finish at, like, what, 11 and 12?
You're tag teaming the makeup, aren't you? Ash is helping you? Is that right?
False.
Are you doing everyone?
Yep.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Anyway, we have a day-to-night situation and we have a long-lasting thing. And not only do we have a how do we get it from day to night and how do we refresh, because that's a lot of hours and we can't expect our makeup to last that long.
We're also getting crunk in between.
Yes. And then we also have the dilemma of we're in the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And
peace
also
be with you.
And then, God, we're good Christians. And then we have, and then Jesus' eyes are closed. And we will be on the D floor with the limoncellos. So
dancing with the devil.
How do we, you know, dress for the day and the night? You know, how do we not make our makeup too hoary for Jesus, but hoary enough for the night?
Yeah. Sorry. You need to stop. Every time you say Jesus, I laugh.
Rude. Anyway, we're going to Catholic church. Oh, and
actually, is it Catholic church?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Okay, I think that's the whole thing, right?
Yep.
If so, there's an organ, which I'm super psyched about. But I'm
in the garden.
No, you always sing that. You always sing that one, and I'm like, fuck. Do you know what? The only thing I know about religion is the songs that we used to sing in school, but mine wasn't Catholic, and I'm wondering if the hymns are different. I'm going to be so lost. I'm going to have a shit time, because I'm always like, the blind man sat by the road and he cried. You know
I
that
promise
one?
I promise you, they're not going to be fun. No, you're not going to know that. It's a wedding. They don't sing the clappable hymns at the wedding.
She cried. Oh. Okay, well, it turns out I want a Hillsong wedding. So, turn down for what?
Okay, stop. We're losing people quickly.
Isn't that what... That's the bit, you know, when there was that festival/... church gathering during COVID that everyone got really angry about.
Yeah.
But the clip they showed every time was to turn down for what? And then everyone's like, beep, beep, beep. We've moved on from there. What are we talking about? Okay, so day, I'm thinking I'm going to go lighter.
Take us, wait, stop. Stop.
I have a drippy nose. Quick, catch it.
Just use your linen shirt.
No.
Yes.
I don't have a tissue.
Why is your tissue in a Ziploc bag?
Because I've been traveling. I also have orange Tic Tacs.
Can I have one?
Mm-hmm.
They're so nostalgic. Have a break. Have a Tic Tac.
No, that's a Kit Kat.
Oh.
You anagrammed it. Silly bitch. Okay. Okay.
Remember how many do you do?
Yeah, that's Weet-Bix. Let me go to bed. Okay. This isn't logo game or slogan. Oh, I love slogan game. Let's park that.
Another Hamish and Andy segment too.
Oh, is it?
I don't know.
Probably.
Okay, anyway. Sorry. We've got the giggles now.
Okay.
I need to know what you're wearing so that we can...
It's in your cupboard.
The listeners, need to know what you're wearing.
Okay, so I'm wearing a dress that I don't feel my best in, but it's absolutely fine because do you know what people need to remember? No one's looking at you at a wedding. No one cares.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Can you shout that at me?
Yeah, no one, honestly, when it was my wedding, people were like, oh, what should I wear? Like, don't want to be mean, but I don't fucking care.
Also, don't ask the bride.
I know, but I always ask.
She doesn't care.
Okay, so I'm wearing a brown Reformation satin dress.
Mm-hmm.
You know that, like, generic Sir the Label dress that's been knocked off 100 times? It has, like, the mesh along the
straps
and the bust. Mm-hmm. It's that, but it's brown, and it's, like, midi. And I think I'll wear it with black strappy shoes mm-hmm. and a black bag.
Yep.
And I think I'll wear my hair in a bun
mm-hmm.
because my hair out won't.
That's day to night appropriate.
It is day to night appropriate anyway. If I was a person with less shit hair, I could curl it, bun it for day. Then for night, I could take it out and then tong a few bits. But
that's a cute thought.
Yeah, I know, but I've got shit hair. Or you could do it the other way around, but I do feel like hair out is more night.
Yeah.
So I think I'll just curl it a little bit, particularly the front bits, chuck it into a bun. My hack for doing hair that you do every day but making it look like it's wedding is using a clear hair tie.
Yeah.
Because it looks less shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
A non-hack is when it fucking snaps at the ends and then you have no hair tie.
Yeah. No, then you tie it up and then it snaps again.
Yeah. And then a hero gives you their hair tie. So I think I will genuinely wear my everyday kind of makeup,
yeah.
But I'll do a little bit more coverage. So, a medium-ish base, and then I'll do, a wash of a warm brown on the eye, maybe a little bit of a baby wing, and then mascara. And then I think my tonight level up, depending on how drunk we get prior, depending on time, could be adding individual lashes.
Yeah.
Definite day-to-night move. Hobba, hobba.
Yeah.
Probably, adding maybe a little bit of brown eyeliner, like, under the eye.
Yeah.
And smoking that out a little bit.
Yeah.
And, like, tidying up the under eye because things will, like, fall out. You know, adding a bit of concealer under the eye takes things together, like, and adding a bit of concealer around the nostrils and the center of the face adds instant polish, even if you've got very little coverage around the rest of the face.
Yeah.
But I think I'll go sheerer because that will wear better than if I go, like, super full and then, like, you put concealer in the middle of the day on top of makeup that's already, like, sitting in fine lines and stuff. Like, yes. I think a glossier skin tint mixed with something will do me perfectly.
Yeah, that's good. The way that I'm thinking about it is that in addition to Jesus watching me at the church, no one else will be, and there will be no cameras there. So
except for Elsa.
Yeah, but she's not going to be taking photos of me in a pew. And like, they'll it's going to be about the bride and groom there.
Yeah, and also they'll probably be black and white because
lighting in churches is very yellow.
Yeah, and they have horrendous, like, red carpet.
Always. So what I'm thinking will be that I'll probably do similar to you, lesser coverage, more cream-based products. So I'm thinking, like, my cream, bronzer, my blush. And what I'm going to do is minimize the amount of powder that I apply.
Absolutely great shout out in terms of textures, Alex. I absolutely didn't cover that. Well done.
Yes. So the less powder that you apply in the day look means the less that you have to wrestle with when you're transforming it into a night
look. Yeah, you've kept your face pliable.
Exactly.
Keep it pliable.
So I'm going to be I'm gonna be a pliable bitch.
And when you cry, like, if it all drops down, you could just smush it back up.
Dab it in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take a beauty blender with you. Dab it in. And speaking of beauty blenders, I probably will apply my base with a beauty blender just to, again, melt it into the skin. I don't want to have, like, a cake.
Yeah, and then nothing apply sitting on top.
A second cake. It's
not only gonna work. Only cake at nighttime.
Yes. Yep. So when I transform from day to night, I will require more effort than you because I'm going to apply more makeup. And what I find are my biggest issues when I take my makeup from day to night is that I want to apply more eyeshadow to deepen my look.
But your eyelashes are in the way.
Exactly. My eyelashes are in the way and then they're going to get all
dusty.
And
I'm going to have to comb them with
a
wand.
So what I'll... No, because I hate doing that. So probably what I'll do is apply a tubing mascara, which I always do for the church.
Oh my God, and then I'll probably pick take it off on the drive there. Give me something to do.
Yes. I will be taking off my mascara in the car and then I can basically start my makeup from scratch with the base 50% done at
that's
that
great.
Point. I also would be cautious of making sure that I don't put too much eyebrow gel in my eyebrows prior to going to the church because otherwise you can't put pencil in to deepen them when you've applied more foundation and then your eyebrows disappear.
Yeah, or you get the flakes when you start to touch them.
Exactly, it's too many hours.
So many hours. I'm really nervous about having flaky eyebrows at the wedding.
Well, you've got 5 loving friends to pick those flakes out if it
happens. Yeah, but, well, oh my God, it's like dandruff though. Like once you start, it gets so much worse. We'll see how that goes. I think obviously also a super easy way is like neutral lip to deeper lip, whether that be a red, whether that be a wine color, whether that be going from like gloss to a matte, more opaque texture.
Yeah.
That is easy. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. I also have a qualm and a tip, I guess, like from day, then adding a liquid liner tonight levels it up.
Yeah.
But I can't do a liquid liner with mascara on because it's in the way and it crushes my lashes. But I know people that can.
I can. I actually find that my...
It helps you.
Always look better when I've got mascara on first. I know that it's like a bit more tedious because you have to go around the lashes, but I always get a better angle.
Yeah, like, because you are following that angle and almost like the lashes are like acting as a rest for you to like place your liner on.
A rest and also I feel less pedantic about it when I've already got mascara on because I've got like depth there already.
Yes. So it doesn't like the angles can be kind of totally different, but as long as it lines up with like one of your eyelashes, it's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally get you. Yeah.
Obviously, another hot tip is to bring a Fix Plus or a mist that will be able to dampen and wet the face. If you are going to need to powder, which many will between day and night, bring a Fix Plus or something that you can spritz over your face. Give it a sec. Like, give it time.
Give it many secs or else you're going to create more crake. Also, this is like all this advice that we're talking about, like dampening and rejuging and creams. Like, this is appropriate for our skin type, which is normal to dry. If you're oily, I would still be trying to avoid too many powders in the day, like a translucent powder, maybe not something with like coverage. And then in the middle of the day, you're going to use your blotting powders.
Yeah.
The papers, your blotting papers. And you are going to take off that top before you apply, and at that point you're going to use something like the Charlotte Tilbury powder that has a little bit of color in it as well.
Yeah,
but not something so much that's like a powder foundation like the MAC one, because you're really going to build too much.
Yeah,
if I was oily, I'd probably be adding a bit of coverage where I needed it with like NARS Soft Matte on a beauty blender, really smooshing it in because it's really forgiving on texture and stuff as well, and then setting with something like the Charlotte Tilbury powder, and then moving on.
Yeah.
I think it's just really important to know that wearing more makeup at the start of the day
is doing you a disservice.
Does not, as I said to a bridal trial recently, it's not about putting heaps on so by the end of the day there's some on. It's about having a normal amount on all day for as long as possible.
Yeah.
Because looking sensational but cakey and like a polished Barbie doll at 8 a.m., and then looking ratchet at the end of the night.
Yeah, it's not a vibe.
It's like you're good and bad. Whereas like looking semi-hot all day is the go.
Yeah, I agree. I also think in this case we're quite lucky because the duration in which we need to wear makeup the first time and for it to look good is very short. Like walking into a church, being there for a ceremony, having a glass of champagne and getting in your car is an hour.
Yeah, but we don't want to take it to full horrendous.
No.
Yeah, before... No. Beforehand, yeah. How long do you think you need for a refresh from day to night?
I would say 15 minutes.
Oh, okay, I was going to say I wouldn't be spending more than 10. Well, if you're applying individual lashes.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. If I wasn't applying individual lashes, I could do it in 5.
Yeah. I think it's a 5-minute step. If you're doing any more than that, you might be going backwards again. You know, it's like you've put too much on. I find sometimes
you've
I'll
pass
like,
the peak and you're going back.
I'm like,
down.
Oh, I need a bit of concealer. I've lost a bit of coverage. And then you look back and you're like, oh no, it's just like separating and a bit shit. And actually looks better
separates
sheerer.
And then you're just taking it off. And then you've got a big gap. And then you're like, cool, now I've got redness peeking through. I guess I need to add more. And then you add more. And then it takes away more. And then you're like, oh God. Everything's
so,
a disaster.
Yeah. What are you packing with you in your day to night touch up bag then? You've got.
I always pack a. eyeliner because I'm a weeper, and if I have weepy eyes, then I'm a disaster.
Yeah.
I have a black duo eyelash glue. I bring the black when I'm doing my own eyelashes because it's like, it's less and more fuck upable. So it depends how you like to fuck up. But I find that it's good because I don't have to then worry about putting the eyeliner back on top of it. So if you can get them nice and close to your lashes, it's like pretty forgiving that way.
Alex picked me up the other day and was doing individual lashes like in
whilst driving.
Stoplights. Crazy.
It worked. Lisa's like, do you want me to do them for you? I was like,
No,
I've done 8. And so
makeup artist, I would prefer to do them at the stoplights with my fingers while driving than have you do them for me.
No,
yikes.
The issue was more so I'm embarrassed about you getting this close to me because I've already
done
8
of them
and they're 3 centimeters from my lash line.
Nothing worse than that. But sometimes it looks good.
You know, messy, chic, undone. Yeah. I'm definitely going to be bringing blush. I don't have it, sorry.
Powder or cream?
I'm a liar. I don't have a day to night touch-up bag. I'm bringing my whole makeup bag with me. Like, let's be honest. But when I pack my clutch to take with me to both ceremony and reception, I'll have an eyeliner, I'll have lipstick, liner.
Eye and lip liner?
Probably not eye. Oh, sorry, liquid. Yeah. Yes, not pencil.
Yeah.
Lip liner, lipstick. I'm a generous lover. And I like to bring a wide tooth comb for people.
Oh, you're so good. Yeah.
Because that's a thoughtful gift. And I'll pack glue and things like that. Because I'm like, if anyone needs help, it's going to be me. But it's could very well be you, not me this time.
Well, I'm going to have with me at all times that tiny
a kit,
but also that tiny little Vusette palette that has like concealers, cream and like, and nude stick splashes and whatnot in them. That's like my bridal touch up when I go to the wedding.
So
thing.
Good.
So I'll have that on me as well, which is good. So I'll have creams and then I'll pack a Charlotte powder with that.
Yeah.
And then probably like an eyeshadow brush just for like blending out. And then that's got concealers. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. That's probably it. And then my lip and the bride's lip will be on me.
Yes. Do you know what feels most worrying about a day to night affair? Is just like making sure that you feel fresh from day to night because you can't shower in between because your hair will fuck up.
Oh, okay. So I'm like, do I shower before I do Liv's makeup or do I shower after the, do I shower before I, obviously I shower before I go for the day, but do I then jump upstairs and shower again?
I mean, as a wavy haired person, I would say absolutely not because all you're going to end up with is frizz.
Well, no, that won't happen.
No. But if you
But also I'd be doing my hair.
Dropped. Oh, you won't have done it yet.
No, I won't have done it yet. I don't think I'll I've thought about this too. Like, no, I'm going at like 7 a.m. No, I'm not waking up to curl my fucking hair and have it fall out by the time I'm done anyway. Yeah. I go there with fresh skincare face and hair back in a bun, hair that has been blow dried. Okay. Friday, wake up, Pilates, come home, wash hair, Dyson air up hair. In lunch break, go spray tan. Stay up quite late.
Do you need a spray tan?
Absolutely, I am. Girl. I need something to help me feel better in my outfit that's very slinky and I feel a bit not great in. And then stay up. Wash fake tan off once. So we have one wash off. Mm-hmm. So then in the morning, another wash off. So I wouldn't be opposed to a third wash prior to wedding.
Oh, you'll be so dry. Your skin will fall off.
I mean,
you'll be I'm gonna have dandruff legs.
I'm going to have a third shower at some point. I can bring moisturizer with me. Liv will also have moisturizer in her house, I'm sure. I don't know. I'm stressed. Oh, God, I'm stressed. Maybe if I'm smelly on the day. No, I reckon I might get pit smell. I might shower. We'll figure it out on the
baby
day.
Baby wipes, Kesha shower.
But this is the thing. So hair, yeah, hair prepped and like clean and like cowlick sorted the day before. And then afterwards, skincare, makeup.
I'd just be putting Rexona Clinical Strength deodorant on.
I can't.
Why?
My armpits don't agree.
Oh. You'll have to shower.
Yeah.
I can't help you. If I were you, I'd be putting Rexona Clinical Strength on and I'd be bringing baby wipes and the deodorant just in case. It really depends on the day.
Who knows? Yeah. Only time will tell. No, you're right. I'll plan the showers later, but I have already planned the tan hair wash situation, Pilates. I had to book the 7 a.m. Pilates so that I've got time to get home and wash hair afterwards because my usual 8:30 Pilates, which is a nice like Friday sleeping treat. You can't give me time to wash and blow dry my hair.
It's okay because you can go to bed early.
No, I can't because I need the tan to marinate.
Yeah. Okay, then you get.
Because I'm getting a 2 o'clock, a 2:30 tan. So then I need to stay up until what? At least 10:30, and then shower, and then go to bed.
I'd sleep in it, but I'm rogue.
Oh, but then I've only got one wash, and I don't want just one wash. But then that would mean I could do my second wash.
Anyway.
Showering is so hard, isn't it? Does everyone agree that 3 showers after a tan is when you look, it's like it's your skin tone that's perfect after a spray?
No, I don't agree. My spray tans don't fit on me, don't sit on my skin anyway. So I could
go straight from the booth.
If I had 3 showers after a spray tan, I would be fairer than when I went in.
Okay. I just like how there's no like layer on top anymore and it just really looks like it's yours after 3.
Yeah.
It's the magic number.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Thanks for listening. Hope that was helpful in any. Don't pull that. It might have been a little bit.
I think it was helpful. It was helpful for me at least to plan.
Yeah.
And for you to plan.
Absolutely.
Maybe it'll be fun to do a day to night TikTok.
We'll be so drunk. It'll be fun. I'm going to leave you with some parting words.
Me?
No, the listeners.
Oh.
If you're going day to night and you're wanting to level things up and you're not a good lash applier, do not, for the love of God, think that adding a strip lash to your look will make it better.
That is such a good piece of advice.
It will get glue all over your eyes and face and make everything much, much worse.
And then you won't have a face for night.
Yes. Sincerely yours, ABC. Good night.
Bye. Go have a good party, you good thing.
Oh, God.